You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But first, let's bring you your daily mental health check-in moment. This is in partnership with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group.
Hi, this is Neil Bierbaum, life and executive coach. And your mental health check-in today is about how to ground yourself when you feel stressed or overwhelmed. Sometimes, when things aren't going your way, your brain treats the situation like it's the end of the world, when really it's not. You find yourself thinking, if I do this thing, or if this thing happens to me, I'll get into trouble, I'll lose my job, my children will suffer, and I'll die. Seriously, we go straight there. Your brain sees a threat and treats it as a life or death matter. Your fight or flight response gets activated. The instinctive part of your brain, your amygdala, takes over, and the thinking part, your prefrontal cortex, shuts down. That's why it's called an amygdala hijack. So here's the thing. If your brain is treating the situation like it's life or death, then the most appropriate way to respond is to tell yourself that it's not. Seriously, you need to send a message to your brain that if this thing that you're worried about actually happens, you won't die. It won't be the end of the world. The sun won't fall out of the sky. The sky won't fall on your head. Of course, that's easier said than done. So how do you do that? Well, for starters, you need to recognize that it's happening. That's a subject in itself, but a good sign is that your breathing has become fast and shallow, your heart rate or your blood pressure is up, your voice is strained, and you're saying those things that you always say when you get into that state. Then, when you recognize that you're in that state, get up, walk over to the window, and I mean this quite literally, and take a look outside. Notice the sun in the sky and how perfectly in place it is, the same as it's been for millions of years. Notice or remind yourself that it will still be there tomorrow, as will the sky, no matter what happens. If you're in the room with other people and walking over to the window is not possible, then cast your attention out there and do the exercise mentally. Then bring your attention into the room. Notice the walls, the ceiling, the floor. It's probably the first time you've noticed them all day. And remind yourself that they'll also still be there tomorrow. And so, in all likelihood, will the company and your job still be there tomorrow if that's something that you're worried about. Now pay attention to the furniture in the room. Notice that it too will most likely still be there tomorrow. Notice how still everything is and how all the noise is in your head. Now remind yourself, or tell yourself if you've never noticed it before, that not everything in your head turns out to be real. If it did, you'd be the best poker player on earth, and you're probably not. Now pay attention to what's going on and look for the one thing you can control in the situation and do that thing and let go of the rest.
Thank you for that reminder. That was our daily mental health check-in.